Hello.
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 Hi, hello. My name is Jenny and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
What do you need to know?
Oh, yes. We are conducting a survey. In order to start the survey, I would like to know if you are registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland.
Yes.
Thank you. Your answers are confidential and your opinion are very important to the success of this survey. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely to vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
Will definitely vote.
Thank you. I am going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Donald Trump. Do you recognize that name?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that person?
Definitely a favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very. All right. How about Chris Chafee? Do you recognize that name?
What was that one again?
Chris Chafee?
Never heard of it.
All right. Larry Hogan?
Larry Hogan?
Yes.
Yes. I've
All
heard
right.
of him.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I know who he is, but no, I don't care one way or the other.
All right. In that case, would you say it's neutral?
Neutral.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you say you have not heard of Chris Chafee, and for Larry Hogan, you said it's neutral, correct?
Yes.
What about Robin Ficker? Do you recognize that name?
What was the last name?
Ficker?
Yes, I've heard
All
of
right.
him.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that person?
A favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Ficker.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I approve.
Okay, is strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
All right. Do you support or oppose USA to Israel?
Definitely support.
Will that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? You can decide very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important. The first issue I have is job creation and economy development. How important is that when deciding who to vote for?
The economy, yes, but job economy, how's that different?
Job creation and economy development.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Somewhat important?
What?
You said somewhat important?
Yes.
Okay. How about security and protecting our southern border?
What were the options? Highly supportive.
Would that be very important?
Very important.
Thank you. What about being a candidate who supports Donald Trump? How important is that when deciding who to vote for? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Economy issues like inflation, family budget, and debt?
Very important.
Thank you. Energy independence for this country?
Do what?
Energy independence for this country? How important is that to you when deciding who to vote for?
Was there a word before?
I'm sorry. Is energy independence? Energy.
Oh, independence, definitely. Highly support independence.
All right. Will that be very important?
Very important.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Oh, dear. Much more.
Thank you.
Likely.
Thank you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference?
Most likely.
Much more likely?
Or to vote. Yes.
Thank you. Robin Ficker will use his position as a U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker?
More likely.
Much more?
More likely.
What?
More likely.
All right, would be that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan.
Well, now, wait a minute. How long is this going to go on?
About two more minutes.
No, that's enough. You have enough information, okay?
We're almost done with the survey. The rest of the questions are very general.